still get involved in my children's arguments instead of remembering to let them try to work things out. Now at least I can regain my equilibrium a lot sooner than I could a decade ago. So that's progress, right? As David and I walked out of the theater, he turned to me and asked, "So, did you ever think you'd see a movie that would so closely resemble your life?" The smile fell from my face. I looked around in hopes that no one, even though they were strangers, had heard what he said. Thoughts stomped into my head noisily like kids running in the back door and letting the screen door slam. My life? Like the movie Motherhood? Uma Thurman plays its central character, Eliza, so that's flattering enough. And despite the fact that the movie gives us a day in Eliza's life that, if anything, is Alexander and the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day for mommies, her character manages to keep her sense of humor most of the time. I should have been grateful for the comparison, right? But I live in a colonial-style house in the suburbs of Chicago, not a walk-up in Manhattan's Greenwich Village. I have four children. Eliza has two. My children have outgrown their sippy cups, so I no longer quench my thirst by stealing a swig from such things. Wait, though. Like Eliza, my bookshelves hold literary journals that contain writing I did 20-something years ago, heavily symbolic poems and stories that drip with meaning. And it's true that I often steal out of the room and hunch over my laptop in the kitchen as the boys play FIFA soccer on the Wii or the girls play a board game on the floor of the family room. The first part of the movie, comprised of comic scenes in which Eliza muddles hour by hour and task by task through her morning, seems almost unbelievably over the top. The myriad details involved in getting kids ready for school would seem overstated if I hadn't lived through many such days myself. And as Eliza, Sherpa-like, makes her way home from the store laden with boxes and bags after getting supplies for her daughter's birthday party, the filmmaker adds a nice touch. Around her neck, further weighing her down, and bringing to mind Dickens's Jacob Marley from A Christmas Carol, is a thick steel bike chain. Then there's the scene in which Eliza almost snaps and for a moment actually thinks about fleeing the reality of her life to escape to New Jersey. As she drives, looking panicked and desperate, I turned to my husband and whispered, "Oh, I know just what she's feeling." I did. It made my chest hurt. Throughout the movie, I kept thinking, no one talks about all of this, and certainly in a feature film, no one depicts the experience of raising children, the extreme highs and lows that can occur every single day as a parent, the worry that sometimes buzzes and sometimes howls with the message that you are losing your identity, the mind-numbing number of details to manage, the way your heart crumbles and melts inside you when you are able to see through all the craziness for a moment.